I think that was it. Oh no, John, JHN, John, who organised, you know, done all the registering and stuff. So there was one, two, three, four, there was five of us. So we had a good time. Plenty of burgers and steaks on the courtesy of Debbie. So we had a good time. It was, yeah. And we made plenty.
Kilo India 5, India Romeo Mike. Scott, you bought the frequency? Over.
Yeah, KI5IRM right here. How you doing?
Yeah, doing fine, actually. The name here is email. I spelled Echo Mike India Lima, located in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And how's the weather and where are you from? Over.
Down in Nova Scotia. Well, I'm a little farther south, down here in the States, in the state of Arkansas, in a little town called Harrisburg, about 45 miles from Memphis, Tennessee. Weather's here, not too bad, just hot, of course, you know, for a typical summer day for this mid-south in the States. That's pretty much all I got to report on weather there. Back to you, KL5RM. Also, the name here is Scott Sierra Charlie Oscar Tango Tango. Back to you, KI5IRM.
Very good there, Scott. Good to see you on the board there. And, yeah, not much happening here. A little overcast, but 18 degrees. We did get a little bit of rain. Is your email good on QRZ, by the way?
If it's scott1991@icloud.com, that is correct. That's the updated one there, sir. Back to you, KI5IRM.
Yeah, very good, very good. So what modes of operation do you generally use there, over?
Well, honestly, I've kind of been off the air for a little while, to be honest with you. Right now, I'm just typically using Echo Link right now. Normally, do a lot of HF stuff. Slowly starting to get back a HF rig and stuff going back on the air. Just with my line of work and everything, it makes it a little difficult. I work offshore on a boat for 21 days all the time and home for 21 days, and it's just kind of hectic from, you know, work life to coming back to home life and everything. And I've been working. Matter of fact, I just I actually kind of work in Nova Scotia. I work around the East Coast, up around Boston, Massachusetts, and around Natank and the islands up of Massachusetts and all up there, Fall River. So, back to you, KI5. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Kilo India 5, India Romeo Mike. Yeah, generally, I retired from construction work myself and never travel very far off from Nova Scotia to New Brunswick, maybe once or twice I went to Ontario. But you get a chance there, Scott. Check out my QRZ page there. I monitor the peak of balloons that circle the globe, and you may find that interesting. Such a small device circling the globe many times. It involves a party balloon pretty much, and a transceiver and mini solar panels. Quite an amazing feat there. Over.
Ah, QSL. Definitely check that out. Definitely does sound pretty interesting there. Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I'm going to make a note of that, your call sign here. I'll get that definitely looked up here. Back to you from KI5. by our end.
Yeah, very good there, Scott. Yeah, actually, if you pump my my call sign into YouTube in the search box there, you'll actually see the launch that I they put up for my Pika balloon last year. It circled the globe about 8 times, and what we think that happened to it was the Northern Lights sort of crooked the computer board, and so it stopped transmitting after 8 tours around the world there, over at 44,000 feet.
Ah, QSL, that's really cool. I've only seen the Northern Lights one time in my life, and believe it or not, I seen them about 2 years ago. I was up in Providence, Rhode Island, and they had a kind of a rare occurrence up there, and got to see them. Of course, you couldn't see them with your with the bare naked eye. You had to use, you know, your phone to take a picture, and I got some cool pictures of them and stuff. It was pretty neat experience. It really was. Definitely neat experience. If you don't mind, could you repeat your call sign again so I can make a note of that again, and I'll definitely check it out on YouTube there, KI5IRM.
Yeah, very good. It's Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. That's Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa.
Ah, QSL, VE1EP, Vector, Echo 1, Echo Papa, got you there. Is that correct, EV1EP, KI5RM?
Yeah, that's affirmative, and my name is Emil. I spell Echo Mike India Lima, over.
Roger that, email. Got you there. I'll definitely give it a check, man. Definitely sounds interested there. It's pretty cool you do that. I mean, not a lot of people really do that stuff anymore, and it's really cool to hear somebody still continuing on and keeping track of that. Really good having a conversation with you there. I'm going to get out of here for a little bit, though, and I hope you have a great day up there in Nova Scotia, and enjoy your cooler weather. It sounds like you guys are having a lot more cooler weather than what we are down here. So, guys, definitely support that. This is KI5IRM.
Yeah, very good there, Scott. Well, don't be a stranger. Come back anytime. If you check out my QRZ, you can see how you can directly connect to me on the talk group. So with that, we'll say 7-3. Thanks for sharing your info, and we'll catch you down the log. And if you really tweak your interest on those Pika balloons, just drop me a line, and we'll carry on the conversation. 7-3, 1 Echo, Papa Portable, we're clear. With Kilo India 5, India Romeo Mike.
73's there, man. Again, appreciate the contact as well. Have a great day, KI5IRM.
Debbie just say we could do with the heating on, actually, I think. You know where the switch is, my love. Yeah. So, yeah. It's all good fun. Yeah, so not a lot much else happening. So I think it's time for another cup of tea, Debbie. She's been a good girl all weekend, though. She's been making burgers and tea and coffee and... she's just said, I've actually learned how to make coffee the Canadian way, Randy, over.
Disappointed, I don't know. Usually put the tea bag in the pot and in the teapot there. So boil some water and throw it in, and there's your tea. But I know some guys do it a little bit more sophisticated and use those canisters and have the raw tea flakes or whatever to put in there and do it that way. And they say it's way better, way better. So I don't know. I've never tasted it that way, but that's what they tell me. So I know, actually, many, many years ago, I think my grandmother used to do that, if I recall. But I wasn't too picky about my teas. Hi. Not as much as you guys are. I know you guys just love the tea there. Over.
Yeah, we've just gone back to loose tea. We don't have any tea bags. And that put in a pot. But I don't mind coffee. You know, as long as it's not like treacle. If it's treacle, I have to put a ton of sugar in it to kill it. But I think it's a percolator that you basically use here in Canada. We're more instant coffee in England. You know, yeah, just chuck the coffee into the pot. But, into a cup. But we used to have a lot of milky coffee as well. A lot of cafes used to make milky coffee, and I used to drink that all the time, you know, in the transport cabs. But, yeah. We're still learning how to live the Canadian way of life, Randy, over.
Well, I was just tracking it here. Looks like Kenora is in the clear. Just kind of went on each side of us. Well, kind of one went through us here, so we just finished getting a downpour. But yeah, they're not going to join up here as it looked a little earlier. So thank goodness, man. Oh man, that would have been. Maybe they might join up further north of us. But we'll see. I guess time goes on. Yeah. Kind of like they're staying apart about the same distance, but all going north now. So, like I said, there's some rotation there and the clouds. And we were at Gorlitz when it started pouring down, actually raining. We went out to the club bus storage area there, and where we have it there. Colin and Garfield wanted to go take a look, and they picked up some stuff. And the rain that was coming down, very big drops, they're almost, when they splattered, it's probably an inch wide. So, there's a lot in that droplet of rain there that was hitting us. But anyways, we got in the truck, and by the time we got to Kenora, the sun was shining, but now it's caught up here, so it's going about 30K, they say, on this one weather app I got here, called Instant Weather. That's kind of a new one that's out there, and the guy's kind of a drab to listen to, but I suppose that's what weather is. You know, it's not exciting to report on, but at times. But it's not a bad. He goes through and explains different things, and so for a new weather map here or weather forecaster for Saskatchewan, it's really good. It's really good. I'll send you the link there to the email there. Graham there, so you have it. Pause. And the percolator. We do that when we go camping. We use the percolator. Yeah. either for coffee or tea or whatever, yeah. Super good way of doing it there, but or just use the straight old coffee brewer and make a full pot, and then everybody has a cup of tea at the same time there. Depends how many people want tea. So I think the percolator only holds maybe 2 or 3 cups, maybe, with a coffee pot. So well, you're